Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Mar Rosh Yechli Nishmas. Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. And the schuss chayche fege bas michay disbasya. We learn in the Gemara in Pesachim. The ham with bays. Amar ma yachal yatmi mikabuk donis min anachri. I might think that you can hide the chametz and receive as a pikadon from a guy. And you're not over. It's not ba yara because you don't see it. And it's not yours. I don't see it if it's hidden. It's not yours if it's the guy's. So the pasuk says, no. Lo yimatze. What does lo yimatze teach us? That even if it belongs to the guy, you're still not allowed to have achrayus. You're still not allowed to have it. Even if it's hidden, you're still not allowed to have it. As the Gemara Ayin in the Reish, it says, Shalchai Tarosh Tarosh Shalchim Shalkavua. It's allowed to belong to somebody else. And says the Gemara, Lokasha, the Kabla Echrais, the Lokabla Echrais. Depends. If you're a Makabla Echrais, it's Aser. And the Reish that said, that's when the Reish that says that it's Mutter, when you're in Makabla Echrais, you're not responsible for this item. Kalam Rav B'nei Machuza Biru Chamer D'mei Chali, like Rav said to the B'nei Machuza, that, you have to burn the chametz of the soldiers from your houses. Why? Because dilu mignav or dilu mizbat, if it would have gotten lost or stolen, it's yours. You would have to pay, and therefore it's like it's yours. Vaser, and therefore it's aser. So if you're makabla achrayis, it's like it's yours. So we see from this that the person's only over on the chametz of a nachri, and you're makabla achrayis. If you're makabla achrayis, and you're not over. The Machlokas Rishonim, what Chiyav Achrayas we're talking about over here, the Rosh writes in Siman Dalet, Osir Aleph, Dafka Shemer Sachar was Chayav Ganev and Aveda, but Hashem Rechinam, who is not Chayav Ganev and Aveda, only Chayav and Ones, so he's not Chayav, he's not over. And the Medayik from the Lashon of Ilu Mignav or Mizbat, if it would be stolen or lost, so that's Dafka Shemer Sachar. According to the Rosh, only Hashem Resachar is over if he's the Makab Lachrayis. And Kosevari, or Ba'akosta, Phil Shem Rechinam Nam, even Shem Rechinam writes the Ba'ak. When it was a B'shia Kamer, Migan Mizba means that it was Migan Mizba B'shia. If he was negligent, I said before that Shem Rechinam is Chayv Bonus, I mean Shem Rechinam is Chayv B'shia. If he was Nifsha, if he was Poshea, then the din is that he's responsible. So we have a machlokes here about a shemer chinam. If a person is a shemer chinam, see over on Bal Yira and Bal Yamatze, if he's holding on to the chametz of a guy. According to the Rosh, no, only a shemer sach. According to the Bahag, even a shemer chinam, because he's chayv mishum pshia. According to the Rosh, no, only a shomer sachar, because he's chayv ganev and aveda. According to the Bahag, even a shomer chinam, because he's chayv ganev and aveda when he's pshia. So we have to understand the svara of the ri. That's the first. That's the first opinion, that Hashem Rechinam is off the hook. Why is Hashem Rechinam off the hook? He's also responsible. Why do you have to be mischayv b'ganeiv aved in order to be called Bailin? Why isn't it enough that you're responsible if you're poshea? That's responsible. That should give you enough bailus to be over in Bayir Abayim Matzeh, like the Svar of the Bahag. So in the Shiurim of Rav Ruderman Zatzal, this one is published in the Yeshurin Torah Journal, the 18th volume. I love the Yeshurins they have in memory of various Gedolim. And then they bring from their Torah so many amazing, amazing articles in the Yeshurin Torah Journal. Thank you, Rabbi Gottesman from the Upper West Side of Manhattan, for being the editor. And thank you for all the great writers and for the beautiful external tzura. It's easy to read and Nice square print, nice size letters, clear, good paper, everything's good about it. And you get one safer, you get 600, 700 pages. This one is, should say, this one is 899 pages. Wow. So Rav Rudam announces as follows. The Hamah, Simin Kufav, writes that we paskin, that Shemrasachar is Patur al Oinsin, is only where the Oines was Begufa Chefetz. That the Hashem Resachar is Patur on Oines is where the Oines was Begufa Chefetz. But if the Bailin themselves were Nanas and they couldn't guard the object, they're Chayiv. The Oines has to be that something happened to the object itself, not to the Bailin, that they couldn't guard it. That's the Ramah. Hashem Gen Hashem Rechinim is Patur even if the Oines is on him. Somebody shoots, puts a gun to the head of a Shem Yisachar and says, "You better not guard it." He's chayiv, even though he's onus, but he's onus, not the object. Hashem ken Hashem rechinam. If he's onus, he's off the hook. Even if the onus isn't okay to the chayiv, it's okay to him. That's the Ramah. So now let's see. Where a person's shomer chametz bePesach, areyu begeder onus. Because he can't guard the object because of the Yisr Abayi or Abayi Matzeh. And if so, Hashem Rechinam was Pater on any type of Ones, even when the Shomer is Nenas, will be Pater. And he's no longer a Shomer. And never he's Pater even on Pshia. Because he has no Chiyuv to be Shomer because he's got a Bayi Roi. He can't handle with his Chametz. The problem of Bal Yaroi. Therefore, he's anus. Became in Shapatra al Pshia, so he's not over in Bal Yaroi because he's not Chayv and Achrayis at all. Because we see from the Sugya in Psachim. It's only over on Bal Yaroi because of the Chiyuv Achrayis. And if so, this Shomer Chinam was Patur on its Pshia. And Meili is not over on Bal Yaroi because he's not Chayv B'Achrayis. Because again, the Shomer Chinam was Patur on any type of Onus, even if he's Onus. So if he has Chametz on Pesach, he's Onus, he can't watch it. He can't have anything to do with it because he's, if he's Mekabel Achrayis, he's over on Bal Yaroi, so he can't have Achrayis. So Mele he's Anus, and he's Pater. And he really has nothing to do with his Chametz. He's not over on Bal Yaroi. There's no Merchi of Achrayis. So now the Shem Rechinam can't have responsibility for the Chametz. And once he can't have responsibility for the Chametz, so now he's going to be Chayiv in Pshia. Now if he's Poshe, he will be Chayiv. Why? Because since he's not over on Bal Yaroi, why is he not over on Bal Yaroi? Because he can't be responsible. And therefore, he's not going to be over in Bal Yaroi. So, if so, he's not anus on the Shmira. Since he's not over in Bal Yaroi, he can now guard the Chametz. If he was over on Bal Yaroi, he's anus on the Shmira. He can't guard it at all. But now that we say he's not over on Bal Yaroi, now that we're saying he's not over on Bal Yaroi, now he's going to be Chayv al Shmira. So. And he can't be Poshe anymore. Why can't he be poshe anymore? Because he's not over on Balya Ra. The whole mahalach of the sugya is that you're only over on Balya Ra mishum chiyav achrayis. And if so, this shomer chinam was pater on his was pater on pshia. Because he's anus. He's anus because he can't guard the chametz and be responsible for it, because then it'd be over on Balya Ra. So he's anus. So what then do we say? We say b'seder. So he's not over on Balya Ra. Because he's not chayv b'achrayis. Ah, he's not chayv b'achrayis, then he's mischayv b'pshia. Now he has to watch it. So in Kenneth, the noise saying she'ena yochel aver b'balya Ra. Because if we say that he's over on Balya Ra, then he'll be pater on the shmira, and he's not going to be mischayv b'pshia, and he's not going to be chayv b'achrayis. And without a chiyav achrayis, it's not shaykh to be mechayiv and mebal yaroi. V'chozer chalila. Then what do we say? There is no chiyav achrayis. There is no chiyav achrayis. Then he is mechayiv b'pshia. But if he is mechayiv b'pshia, that means there is a chiyav achrayis, and he is over on bal yaroi. But since he can't be over on Balya Ra, so then it must be that there's no he's patur al pshia, and Meli's not over on Balya Ra. But if he's patur al pshia, Meli's not over on Balya Ra, then he's chayav al pshia. B'chozer chalila. So what then are you going to say? You're going to say that he's pater. Because anytime you say that he's chayav, it's always going to go back to the ptur. There's always a question when you have a one of these circular logic things. Which way do you go? You go to chum or you go to kula? So we're going l'kula. Because the Shomer Chinam is patur in any type of onus. And here Itaka has an onus. What's his onus? That he can't be over on Balya Ra. He doesn't want to be over on Balya Ra, so he can't watch it. He can't be chayv on a pshia. Since he's patur on a pshia, he's not over on Balya Ra. But he's never going to be over on Balya Ra, that's for sure. Why not? Because again, when he gets this chametz, he can't be shomer. He's on us. He can't be over on Balya Ra. Therefore, he's not mischayev b'pshia. And we want to say, ah, but if it's not mischayev b'pshia, and there's no Balya Ra, then he will be chayv b'pshia. And he will be chayv b'achrayis. Say no. If he is chayv b'achrayis, and he is chayv b'pshia, then he'll be over in Balya Ra, and that we can't have. Then he's not going to be over in chayv, he's not going to be chayv b'achrayis. And Shein Kein Gam Mishum Resachar, that even if he's over Balya Ra, he's not considered honest machmas Balya Ra. Because that's an honest begufa chayfetz. So by him we could say that he's over on Balya Ra because he's chayv and gnei ben aveda. Shem rechinam, he's pater. Because he's honest mitzad the Balya Ra. But we said that by Shem rechinam, b'shem esachar, he can't be honest Patur, because there's only a patur if the mitzvah, if there's an onus on the object, not on the person. And therefore, we can say that he's over on Bayera because he's Chayv V'Gneva V'Aveda. So we see the understand the cheat of the Ri. Dafka Shemer Sachar, who's Chayv V'Gneva V'Aveda and Chayv V'Aines, which is not in the object itself, he's over on Bayera. You're right, he's on us, but he is not the object. Mimele, he's over on Bayera, and that's why the Shemachin is over on Bayera, because he's on us, not the object. So he's Chayv V'Gneva V'Aveda, Mashenkin the Shemachinam. Was chayv on pshia, but he's pater on every onus. He's not over on bayira because when he has this object that he's responsible for, we say he can't be responsible for it because it'll be over on bayira. So he's on us. So for him, there's no bayira. Even though the onus is in mekufa chayfitz, it's in him that he can't be over on bayira. It doesn't matter. It's still called an onus. He can't watch the object, and he's pater on Baal Yerah. So when the Gemara says that somebody's Makabal Achrayis, it's only responsible. If he's a Shomer, it only means a Shomer Sachar, not a Shomer Chinam. The Shomer Chinam can't have Achrayis because he's over in Baal Yerah, he's honest, can't have Achrayis. The Rosh and Siman Dalet writes that there are those Gaonim who say that Yisrael was mafkid chametz by a goy or by another Jew, and the nifkad was makabel achrayas. The nifkad has to do the biur chametz and not the mafkid, even though it belongs to the mafkid, since it's not in his rishus. And Rabbeinu Yoina says no, it's still called rishus hamafkid, and it's the mafkid who has to do the biur Minotaur. So if Yisrael was mafkid chametz by a goy or by another Jew, it's the mafkid who's chayv in biur chametz, not the nifkad. And the Rosh concludes like Rabbeinu Yonah, v'nirli the davar pashatu, avi shanifkad kibul abachrayas mikom kom ikar amamim shel abaylamu kevin sheshilu anifkad beso l'shmiras mimono krina be beso. To Davar Pasha, that even though the Nifkad was Makabal Achrayis, the Ikar Mamon belongs to the Bailam. And the Nifkad just gave him space in his house to guard his Mamon, so it's called the house of the Mafkid. So we have to understand this Machlokes from Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaonim. The Gaonim say it's the Nifkad who's Chayav Bibir Chametz, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says the Mafkid. Who's chayv in biur chametz? So it would appear that the Rosh asks on the Gaonim, why is it not called the bais of the mafkid? The nifkid gave him his house. Since the nifkid gave it over, it belongs to the mafkid. Or the Ma'arit already asks, how's the mafkid? How is he cornered the house? He didn't make any kinyan. So to explain this, it so says. This is in Siman. Kuf peites if aleph. The mahani with the necheskas tashmishin. The kevin chen or baliknos kuf akak atzmo. The rak bishul aso tashmishin mashelo. Yochol liknos adi shemusha b'karkas. Now he's koned necheskas tashmishin by using it. So it's the machin Ephraim and Schiritz perak aleph. So by using it, that's how he's koned. The Gemara Pesachim that Vav Amud Aleph writes that a nachri who was mafkid chametz by Yisrael has to burn the chametz. If a nachri was mafkid chemtzo by a Jew, chemtzo. If the nachri gave his chametz to the Jew has to burn the chametz. But if yichid lo bayis enotzach levar, if he set aside a house, he doesn't have to burn the chametz. Rashi explains. ולמה לא קיבלו עליו, אלא אמר לו, הרי הבייס לפניך. הנך ברחס הסביוס אין זו כלובי. He wasn't מקבל upon himself anything. Any שמירי, he just said, listen, the house is yours, put it wherever you want, put it in some corner. In such a case, he doesn't have to burn it. Fractosvis, the Ramascha Yichid lo. Why does it have to be Dafka Yichid lo? Even if he wasn't Yichid lo. He shouldn't be over in Baal Yerah because he wasn't Makabla Chrais. Now Makabla Chrais, now Makabla Chrais. So what does it have to be Yichid lo Baal for? So it would appear that Rashi holds that Be'emes, it's Shnei Dvarim Talin Adadi. They're interdependent. The Shom is Makabla Chrais. He's not miyachid lo makom, because he needs the place for himself to guard the object. If he's not mekabel achrayus, he doesn't care about lending out the place, because he doesn't have to guard this object. So they go together. When he's mekabel achrayus, he doesn't give over the place, because he needs the place for himself to guard it. And when he was mekabel achrayus, then he doesn't need the place. He can give the place over. That's Rashi. That's what Rashi means. Since he was miyachid bais, that's his simon. He wasn't makabel achrayus. Rashi. Klomer lo kiblu alav el omer lahare bais lefanecha. He wasn't makabel achrayus. He said a bais lefanecha. It's totally zebaze. Since he wasn't makabel achrayus, so he can give him over a part of the house. He can give him over that room, that area, that space. See, if he was makabel achrayus, he wouldn't give him over that space. So according to this, we can explain that that's how the Gonim hold. And since the Shomer was Mekabel Achrayus, Kevin the Kabel HaShomer Achrayus, Memela, he's not going to lend him out that space because he needs it for himself. So what was the Rosh's Kasha? The Rosh's Kasha was that even though the Nifkar was Makabel Achrayus, but the Ikar Mamonis belongs to the Bailim, and he was Mashil him a Makom. Kem Cheshilo a Nifkar Beso, Lashmiris Mono, Korim Ba Beso. It's called the house of the Mafkid, because the Nifkar gave him part of his house. That's the Kash of the Rosh. What's the answer? What are the Gonim going to say? No. Since we're dealing here with a case where he has Achrayus, where the Nifkar has Achrayus, the house can't belong to the mafkid. The nifkad needs the place in order to do the shmirah. So males, the nifkad will be chayv in biyorcham. It's not the mafkid. So when a Jew gives another Jew chametz, the Nifkar who's chayev in Bir Chametz. Why? Because according to the Gaonim, it's not Bishus HaMafkid anymore, it's Bishus HaNifkar. And the Nifkar needs this space because he needs to do Shemira. Tali Zebazeh. If he's doing Shemira, then he needs the space. And that the Rush says, no, it's in the space of the Mafkid. No, it's not. Like we saw from Rashi. That it's in the space of the Nifkar, if the Nifkar needs to do Shmira. And that's why Rashi says, Yiched lo bayis. When he wasn't Makabla upon himself Achrayus, then he can be Miyached a bayis for the Mafkid. When he was Makabla upon himself Achrayus, then he can't be Miyached, because he needs the space for himself. And that's why the Gonim hold that it's the Nifkar who's Chayv in the beard. See, Yisrael, Shehifkid Chemtzo. And it's a Yisrael Chavero, and the Nifkar is Makabel Achrayus, he has to do the beer. And now, like the Rush says, according to the Gaon argue with the Rush holds it's the Mafkid, because it's the Mafkid space, it's Mafkid's Chametz. The answer is no, it's the Nifkad space, because the Nifkad has to do Shmir. So there's still a ton to talk about over here, and B'Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue and see more and more and more Niflos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.